In this special Law of Attraction podcast, we're going to talk about one of the most important subjects of all, how to be super happy.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you are listening to the special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. Delighted, thrilled, excited, exhilarated to be doing this personal empowerment podcast with you every single day on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Stitcher, all over the place. Thank you so much for listening. We are absolutely soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle today in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And as I said, one of the most important topics is fun, being happy, having a joyful life. You know, the older you get, the more you realize that that's really what it's all about. That nothing else truly matters if you're unhappy. If you're a sourpuss and you're making a pile of money, you're still a sourpuss with a pile of money. Okay, you get it? Happiness is the key. Having clear intentions. Achieving incredible goals. Living a life that is beyond yourself. Those are things that are going to make you happy. But I'm going to give you some other tips today that are going to help you put some fun in your life and really amp up your happiness. Every Sunday is fun day. Don't call it Sunday anymore, call it fun day. And every Sunday should be a day where you and your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your children have a blast. Now, fun day may be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe a whole week. But it is a minimum of Sunday. And if it's not Sunday, maybe it's going to be Saturday this week. But every week there's a fun day. Schedule it. Plan it. Organize it. Do not let anyone talk you out of it, especially yourself. Oh, well, I've got too many things to do. Oh, I got to go trim the hedges. I got to do this and that. I promised the car that I would give it a waxing. Come on now. Let's kick it to the next level. Let's make your life happier. Let's fill it with fun. Every week, Sunday, or whatever day you choose, is fun day. Number two, you want to be happier? I mean, super happy. I mean, you want to be jacked up happy. You want to be juiced up happy. You want to be feeling like you're on top of the world. Be nicer. Be a nice person. Help people out. Give whenever you can give. Teach whenever you can teach. One of the things I tell people is listen to the podcast every day. Take tidbits from the podcast because not everything will pertain. And share it with those you love or people you come across. Empower other people. You don't have to be doing a podcast to empower other people. Just be nice. 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 You're a nice guy. You're a nice woman. Be nice. Stop being a, well, I won't say it. Number three on my list. You know, turn off the net. Get off the grid. Start planning times throughout each and every day when you are not connected. Stop it. Okay? You know, the other day we were gone for the whole day and I accidentally left my phone at home. Oh, you have no idea how good it felt. You absolutely have no idea how wonderful it felt to leave my phone at home to stop getting those text messages. I tell every one of my clients, do not text me anymore. I give every one of them a special email address. Write me at this email address, and then I will choose the time that I want to check out that email and respond back. I don't want people just poking a straw into me all day long. And you don't need that. You don't need to be a victim of the net. So get off the grid. Do it now.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Next on my list, this is a wonderful idea. And I think it just goes without saying. We'll give you an example. You plan a picnic, and you and the kids and everybody are getting together. You're going to spend the whole day at the lake. You're going to bring the fishing poles and have fun. It's going to be a beautiful sunny afternoon. But you wake up in the morning and it begins to rain and it's pouring all over the place. You need a backup plan. I want you to have a backup plan. Have something that is ready to rock and roll whenever you need it. Whenever you have fun being scheduled and something gets in the way, have a backup plan. Once you have that backup plan set into action, set into motion, moving forward, everything goes smoothly. Everything works swimmingly, as they say. So make certain that you always have a backup plan. You know, I don't care how long you've been married or how long you've been together. Fall in love. Play in love. Have fun in love. Have a day. Every day should have some foreplay in it. When I mean by foreplay, I don't necessarily mean physical foreplay, but I mean just fun foreplay, loving foreplay, caring foreplay, touching, sharing, opening up your hearts to each other. Play around in love. Enjoy it. Enjoy love because love is the nectar of life. Get down on the floor and play with the kids. Be the horsey that they desire. Let them ride on your back, okay? Have fun. You know, you can buy happiness. Yeah. Sometimes you can. Sometimes it's fun. Last year, I didn't get a chance this year because I didn't go up there, but last year my kids are up in Washington, and I leased a jet ski for the day. Brought in all the food, and it was just a blast watching them have a blast jet skiing. You can spend a little bit of money on fun. Buy some happiness. It's okay. It's okay to buy happiness. And everybody in the world is just talking, oh, yeah, you can't buy happiness. Hell yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can buy fun things. You can buy toys. You can buy a ball and a bat and play baseball and get your friends together. I mean, you can do all kinds of things. I love golf. Guess what? I like better golf clubs than cheaper golf clubs. I like better golf balls than cheaper golf balls. Money can buy you some happiness. You know, be good at time optimization as well. Make certain that you're getting your work done and you're focused on your goals and your business and achieving what you want to achieve. But also make certain that you are scheduling, that you are rationing some time for fun every single day. And don't forget about fun day. Don't forget about fun day. Okay? Do this on a regular basis. Absolutely. Smell the roses. That's the next thing on my list. When I lived in Portland, they have a rose garden. It's known for, it's one of the most beautiful rose gardens in the country. almost every kind of rose you can imagine there. And it's so easy to walk up and down and just look at them and go, oh, how pretty, how pretty. But when you stop and you look at one rose and see its beauty, its magic, its soul, its life force, and you smell it, ah, that's happiness. That's happiness. When you connect with the little things in life, oh, that's happiness. That's happiness. Next on my list, know what brings you bliss. And make certain that you are engaged in it on a regular basis. Bliss is good. If you have a belief that bliss is bad, that somehow bliss is wrong, then you are cutting yourself off from deep, profound happiness. Know what makes you feel blissful, and enjoy it and experience it. Finally, make happiness and fun and excitement and adventure your first goal. That's your first goal. Okay? That's priority number one, because you are here for a limited time. This is your time right now. And you're here to experience bliss and happiness and joy and fun and love and family. Thank you so much for listening. I want to remind you to visit our website at Law of Attraction Solutions and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I don't care if you are a CEO or just an upstart business person. Hey, listen, it doesn't make a difference to us. We're going to help you do better. We're going to help you achieve more, have more of the stuff that really works for you, applying the law of attraction. And what about your relationships with your employees, with your wife, with your girlfriend, with your boyfriend? Yeah, we can help you with that too. And what about your health and your vitality and your energy? We're there for you. What you believe in your core, you can and will achieve in your world. That's the law of attraction. That's who you are. You are a manifester. So claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And thank you so much for sharing this podcast on iTunes, on whatever else, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, all of them. Thank you for liking us, for sharing it, for subscribing. Be sure and follow us. We love you. Okay, I don't want to get sappy right now. I got to go. Okay, you have a great day now because, yeah, baby, yeah, fun, happiness. You deserve it. Bye-bye.